Atomic Habits. Introduction to Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits by James Clear is a groundbreaking exploration into the science of habits and their transformative power in our lives. The book opens with the concept of atomic habits, which emphasizes that small, incremental changes can, when compounded over time, lead to extraordinary results. Clear introduces the idea that habits are the compound interest of self-improvement, arguing that even tiny adjustments in our daily routines can have a significant impact on our long-term outcomes. Clear's approach is grounded in a blend of research from psychology, neuroscience, and behavioral economics. He delves into why habits form, how they operate, and the strategies we can use to build good habits and break bad ones. The book is structured around four fundamental principles, making habits obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. Each principle is supported by practical strategies and real-life examples, demonstrating how these concepts can be applied to various aspects of life, from personal development to professional success. Through engaging anecdotes and actionable advice, Clear provides readers with a comprehensive framework for understanding and implementing effective habits. Atomic Habits not only offers insights into the mechanisms behind habit formation but also equips readers with the tools to make lasting changes and achieve their goals. The Four Laws of Behavior Change. James Clear introduces the Four Laws of Behavior Change as a practical framework for understanding and modifying habits. These laws, make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying, serve as guiding principles for both building good habits and breaking bad ones. Here's a closer look at each law. 1. Make it obvious. This law emphasizes the importance of clear cues and triggers that prompt the desired behavior. By making habits more visible and apparent, you can ensure that the cues for good habits are easily recognizable. This involves designing your environment to support the habit you want to develop, such as placing your workout clothes next to your bed or keeping a book on your nightstand. 2. Make it attractive. The second law focuses on the role of positive emotions and rewards in forming habits. By associating a habit with something enjoyable or appealing, you increase the likelihood of repeating it. This could mean combining a new habit with an existing one you already enjoy or using rewards to reinforce the behavior, making the habit more appealing and motivating. 3. Make it easy. This principle centers on reducing friction and making the desired behavior as effortless as possible. The easier a habit is to start, the more likely you are to stick with it. This involves simplifying the process, breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps, and removing obstacles that might discourage you from following through. 4. Make it satisfying. The final law highlights the importance of immediate rewards and positive reinforcement. Habits are more likely to stick when there is a sense of satisfaction or accomplishment associated with them. This can involve tracking progress, celebrating small wins, or using positive feedback to create a sense of reward that reinforces the behavior. By applying these four laws, individuals can create a structured approach to habit formation and modification. The framework provides actionable insights for designing habits that stick and for eliminating those that hinder personal and professional growth. Each law is supported by practical strategies and real-world examples, making it easier for readers to implement these concepts effectively in their own lives. The Three Layers of Behavior Change. James Clear delves deeper into the psychology of habit formation by introducing the three layers of behavior change: changing outcomes, changing processes, and changing identities. This framework provides a nuanced understanding of how habits influence and reflect personal transformation. 1. Changing outcomes. At the surface level, focusing on changing outcomes involves setting specific goals and measuring results. This layer is concerned with what you want to achieve, whether it's losing weight, increasing productivity, or improving a skill. While goal setting is crucial, focusing solely on outcomes is often insufficient for sustainable change. Outcomes are the end results of habits and behaviors but do not address the underlying processes or identity shifts required for long-lasting transformation. 2. Changing processes. The second layer involves modifying the processes or systems you use to achieve your goals. This includes implementing new habits and routines that support the desired outcomes. By refining the processes and making incremental improvements in your approach, you can enhance your chances of success. This might involve developing a more effective daily routine, using tools and strategies to track progress, or creating environments that facilitate your new habits. While changing processes is an important step, it is still a step below the most profound level of change. 3. Changing identities, the deepest layer of behavior change, and arguably the most impactful, is changing your identity. Sustainable transformation occurs when individuals shift their self-perception to align with their desired habits. Instead of focusing solely on the actions you need to take, this layer involves viewing yourself as the type of person who embodies the habits you want to adopt. For example, rather than setting a goal to run a marathon, you would see yourself as a runner. This shift in identity fosters a more intrinsic motivation and makes habits more naturally integrated into your life. Habits are not only a reflection of one's current identity, but also a powerful tool for shaping that identity. By adopting habits that align with your desired self-image, you reinforce and solidify that identity, leading to more profound and lasting change. This section emphasizes the importance of aligning habits with one's sense of self to achieve meaningful and enduring transformation. It highlights that true change is achieved when habits are deeply intertwined with personal identity, making them a natural expression of who you are and who you want to become. How habits shape identity. In this part of Atomic Habits, James Clear delves deeply into the intricate relationship between habits and identity, illustrating how they are interlinked and mutually reinforcing. Our habits not only reflect our current identity but also play a crucial role in shaping and evolving it. Here's a closer look at how habits influence identity and vice versa. 1. Habits as a reflection of identity. The habits we choose to adopt or discard are a reflection of our self-image and beliefs about who we are. For instance, someone who consistently practices a sport or engages in physical fitness might identify themselves as an athlete or a healthy person. This self-perception influences their behavior and reinforces their identity. Our daily actions and routines signal to ourselves and others the type of person we believe ourselves to be. 2. Identity is a driver for habits. Beyond reflecting identity, habits also contribute to its formation and evolution. The book introduces the concept of identity-based habits, which are habits aligned with the type of person you want to become. By focusing on habits that reinforce a desired identity, such as being someone who is disciplined, healthy, or productive, you create a positive feedback loop where each successful habit reinforces that self-image, leading to further positive behaviors and growth. 3. The concept of 1% improvement. The book discusses the power of incremental change through the concept of 1% improvement, or the aggregation of marginal gains. This idea revolves around making tiny, consistent improvements that may seem insignificant on their own but compound over time to produce remarkable results. By focusing on small, manageable changes, you gradually transform your habits and, by extension, your identity. These marginal gains build up to create substantial progress, reinforcing the identity you are striving to embody. 4. Positive feedback loop. The book introduces the idea of a positive feedback loop, wherein habits reinforce identity and identity reinforces habits. When you engage in identity-based habits, you create a cycle of success that strengthens your self-image. For example, if you see yourself as a diligent student and consistently study or engage in learning activities, these habits reinforce your identity as a scholar, which in turn makes you more likely to continue engaging in academic pursuits. 5. Sustained positive change. When habits are aligned with a desired identity, they become more sustainable and effective. Identity-based habits are more resilient to setbacks and more likely to be maintained over the long term because they are embedded in your sense of self. This alignment creates a stronger, intrinsic motivation to continue practicing the habits and reinforces the desired identity. This section of the book underscores the profound impact that habits can have on shaping identity and highlights how a focus on small, consistent changes can lead to significant and enduring transformation. By understanding and leveraging the relationship between habits and identity, individuals can drive sustained positive change and cultivate a self-image that supports their long-term goals and aspirations. Advanced tactics to stick to good habits every day. The final section of the book offers readers a range of advanced tactics and strategies to ensure the consistent maintenance of good habits. This section builds on the foundational concepts discussed earlier, providing practical tools and insights for sticking to habits every day. Here's a detailed look at the strategies presented. 1. Habit tracking. It is important to track habits as a powerful tool for visualizing progress and staying motivated. By keeping a record of your daily habits, you create a visible representation of your efforts, which can serve as a motivating factor and a reminder of your commitment. Habit tracking can be done through simple methods such as checklists, journals, or digital apps. The act of marking off completed habits can provide a sense of accomplishment and reinforce the habit loop. 2. Focusing on systems rather than goals, prioritize systems over goals. While goals are important for providing direction, systems are the ongoing processes that help you achieve those goals. By concentrating on refining and improving your systems, such as your daily routines and workflows, you ensure consistent progress and build sustainable habits. Systems focus on the process and daily actions that lead to long-term success, rather than just the end result. 3. The Goldilocks Rule. Clear introduces the Goldilocks Rule, which involves finding the optimal level of difficulty for maintaining motivation. This principle states that tasks should be challenging enough to be engaging, but not so difficult that they become overwhelming. By striking the right balance between challenge and skill, you keep yourself motivated and engaged without experiencing burnout or frustration. This ensures that your habits remain manageable and enjoyable over time. 4. Resilience and overcoming setbacks. In this section, setbacks and the importance of resilience in maintaining habits is addressed. The book provides strategies for overcoming obstacles, such as reframing setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as failures. There is a need for self-compassion and persistence, hence one should view setbacks as a normal part of the habit formation process and to use them as motivation to recommit to their goals. 5. Building habits that stand the test of time. Finally, the book discusses strategies for creating habits that are durable and enduring. This involves focusing on long-term consistency and integrating habits into your identity and daily routine. Design habits that align with your values and lifestyle, which increases the likelihood of their persistence. It is important to regularly review and adjust habits to ensure they remain relevant and effective as circumstances change. By implementing these advanced tactics, readers can enhance their ability to maintain good habits consistently. Clear's emphasis on habit tracking, systems, the Goldilocks rule, resilience, and long-term durability provides a comprehensive approach to making habits a stable and lasting part of everyday life. This final section serves as a valuable guide for anyone seeking to solidify their habit formation and achieve sustained personal and professional growth. Conclusion: Transformative Insights for Personal Growth. In the conclusion of Atomic Habits, James Clear synthesizes the transformative insights explored throughout the book, encapsulating the essence of his approach to habit formation and personal growth. The book reiterates the central thesis that small, incremental changes, when applied with intention and consistency, hold the power to significantly alter our lives and shape our futures. Here's a comprehensive overview of the concluding insights. 1. The Power of Small Changes. Clear emphasizes that the core principle of the book is the potential of small changes to create profound impact over time. He underscores that habits are the compound interest of self-improvement, meaning that even tiny, seemingly insignificant adjustments can accumulate into remarkable results. This idea reinforces that focusing on small, consistent actions is key to achieving long-term success. 2. Strategic Implementation. The conclusion highlights the importance of implementing habits strategically. Clear encourages readers to apply the principles and techniques discussed in the book, such as the 4 laws of behavior change and the 3 layers of behavior change, to their own lives. By understanding and leveraging these strategies, individuals can effectively build good habits and break bad ones. 3. A comprehensive guide. Clear's work is positioned as more than just a self-help manual. It is described as a comprehensive guide that blends scientific research with practical advice. The book offers readers a deep understanding of the mechanics behind habit formation and provides actionable steps for cultivating positive behaviors. Clear's approach combines insights from psychology, neuroscience, and behavioral science to deliver a holistic view of how habits function and how they can be changed. 4. A Roadmap to Continuous Improvement. The book serves as a roadmap for continuous improvement, emphasizing that habit formation is not a one-time effort but an ongoing process. Clear advocates for viewing habits as a journey of constant refinement and adaptation. By continuously applying the principles and strategies discussed, readers can foster a mindset of perpetual growth and development. 5. Lasting Change. Clear concludes by reinforcing that the ultimate goal of understanding and manipulating habits is to achieve lasting change. He stresses that by aligning habits with one's identity and values, individuals can create a sustainable framework for personal growth. The book provides a pathway for readers to make meaningful and enduring changes in their lives, transforming their behaviors and, ultimately, their destinies. Overall, Atomic Habits is presented as a scientific exploration into the art of habit formation, offering readers both theoretical insights and practical tools. Clear's synthesis of the book's concepts serves as a powerful reminder of the potential for small, deliberate actions to drive significant and lasting personal transformation.